here for our weekly visit with Maine head men's hockey coach Ben Barr, going into the playoffs after a big weekend last weekend. And I guess this time of the year, the great thing about the playoffs, we'll get back to the weekend soon, is that you're not going to be playing anybody you don't know for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we'll know on, I guess, Wednesday night who we play. But, yeah, probably somebody that we're pretty familiar with regardless. And, you know, every game's going to be just like the last, you know, month. It's extremely competitive. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, you had certainly had two games, as I said to you earlier, if you didn't have a dog in the hunt, you would really have enjoyed from any place in the arena this weekend with UMass, two highly competitive games. You got great performances from the people that I think you count on. Mm-hmm. And UMass, obviously, is a very good hockey team. Mm-hmm. We know they would be well coached. Going into the Hockey East playoffs, I mean, the top teams in the nation are sort of all clustered right here in Hockey East in many ways. Does that change the dynamic because everybody's so good? I mean, or is that just the way it always is?
I think it's the way it always is. It's, you know, the rankings sometimes, depending on how you did in your out-of-conference. I mean, I've been in this league a long time, and it's every year is incredibly difficult. It just seems to get a little bit better every year. And I know last year we only had two teams in the last few years. It hasn't been as, because we haven't done as well in non-conference. But I don't think it's been because of a lack of quality of players or teams. So I think this year it's a true testament to how good the league is. And, you know, every night, regardless of who you play. You know, obviously you have, you know, two teams with unbelievably highly skilled young teams in BC and BU, and then the rest is just, everybody's very similar, and, you know, hard-nosed, you know, physical. So it's, it's a great league this year.
And we're getting near the end of the fifth-year players who have played actually 5 years and weren't redshirts. Is that changing recruiting across the conference?
I mean, maybe a little bit as far as less guys maybe be in the portal eventually. I mean, I think this year they'll still have the fifth-year guys in the portal if they wanted to play another year. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of backlogged the recruiting landscape for freshmen especially, because now we have the portal where guys can go, you know, can transfer schools if they want. You know, and then, you know, with the fifth-year guys, that it's really added – it's made it hard for freshmen to get to school. So it's, you know, that's coming to an end here eventually, but, you know, with the portal, and it's still a different landscape than it was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, for Maine, Ben Poisson, his career is just done because mm-hmm. he's been here as long as he can be here. You got some other guys who could come back. You know, you don't know what the pro offers will be and the like. When you're looking at recruits and you're looking to continue to build, you have a very strong young team. When you're looking to build, can you just go and look for the best athletes? You know, they always talk about that in football. Just give me the best athlete, or do you really have to recruit by position?
Yeah, it's different than football, I think. I mean, for us, it's really about finding the best fit, because, you know, we do things a certain way, and certain, you know, student athletes are going to thrive in that. And that's what makes the portal hard. You don't necessarily, unless you know somebody that's at another school, maybe you're familiar with them and recruited them before they went somewhere else, and that you really want to get to know the person, and that's because that's what's going to let somebody thrive in our program or another program. And it's hard to do that because you can't talk to these kids before they go in the, you know, so like the portal, you can build a program, get lucky. You know, we've gotten incredibly lucky with Harrison Scott this year.
Yeah.
You know, he's been outstanding. Wow. We didn't really know him that well. We knew what kind of a player he was. You watch everything, but, you know, this is the right place for him, you know, like he's thriving in this environment. And, you know, and the opposite could be true, you know, with other players in the past that we've, you know, that have been transfers here or whatever. So it makes it tough, but that's really what we're trying to figure out, who's the best fit. And a lot of times, it doesn't have everything to do with what kind of athlete. They're good players. We know, like, you can watch everything they've done for the last 5 years online if you want.
Right.
So, It's trying to figure out those other things.
Well, over the weekend, you got great goaltending from Albie Boya. It's wonderful to hear the kids just chanting his name every time he makes a great save. One of the other things that I thought was really interesting, especially on Saturday night, you get up 2-0, you fall behind, but even then, I was sure you were going to win. I mean, it was just this sense that Maine was not going to stop pressing, and for Linden to score with minute 17 to go in the game and get his 100th point of his career was great. I mean, that's wonderful, senior night and the whole thing. But there were other opportunities in those last 5 minutes, and it was just an incredibly determined effort in the second half of the third period.
Yeah, UMass really had us on the ropes there in the third period. And, we knew they were going to push. That was a huge game for them, and, try to get home ice and that kind of stuff. And they're a really good team. And all three of the games have been very similar, super tight one-goal games. So they had us pinned in our zone for a while. And, it did feel like I never say this. I said this to Larry after the game, like, it did feel like Lyndon Breen was going to score. I don't know why. Like, sometimes you just feel like, for some reason it just felt like that was, the hockey gods kind of smiling on him because he works so hard. He's such a huge part of this thing. And his whole family was here. His sister saw her first game live, his oldest sister. So for that to happen for him and for the team was really, really special. And there's a lot of heart in that room. And, we're still trying to pull ourselves back to, the team that we had a lot of mojo before. We had Christmas time there and right after, and it's getting closer, hopefully. The last three games have been a step in the right direction. It's still not perfect, but hopefully we can keep building and get back to playing our best hockey, when the playoffs start here on Saturday.
Well, I have to tell you a quick, cool story. I'm sitting up in our seats, and there are three UMass fans in front of us that come to every single game when UMass is here. They're loud. They're vocal. Right before the puck drops, the biggest guy stands up and goes, "We still love you, Coach Barr," the top of his lungs. And everybody around us just burst out laughing because it was like, and he turned around and goes, "But I want us to win." But so it was a great night, great atmosphere, great weekend. The three teams right behind you are all real competitive. You know that, and there's no sense rooting for one team or another on Wednesday's game. So we'll maybe be able to check back quickly with you after we know who you're playing, and wish you the best of luck, and I can't wait for Saturday night.
Awesome. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, Coach.
That's University of Maine Black Bear hockey coach Ben Barr with Bruce. Our Black Bear reports are brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. We love you, Coach Barr.
Yeah, it was great. And they come to those three guys come every year, and they root for their team. They're never obnoxious. They're never rude. They don't get anything. And it was just great the way the Maine fans were with them. When we scored, they would just look at them and go, count the number of goals. It was fun. It was really all in good spirit.
Oh, that's awesome. Tomorrow, more hockey talk as we visit with Mike Toole. Television analyst will share his thoughts on the upcoming playoffs as well.